important things you should know about University of Georgia Bulldog football. The University of Georgia organized their first football game in January of 1892 when they challenged Mercer University to a game. After they won 50-0, it became clear why they challenged Mercer University to a game. Gentlemen, it's 50-0, but they might mount a comeback. This is where champions dig deep. James Wallace Wally Butts coached the team from 1939 to 1960. He won two national championships, the first in 1942 and the second one in 1946. In those days, many coaches still preferred relying on a tough ground game known as 3 yards in a cloud of dust. In contrast, Wally Butts was known for his elaborate passing plays. One elaborate route had the receiver run off the field up into the stands, order a hot dog and soda, back down the stands, under the bleachers, into the town of Athens, back through the town, back to the field. This elaborate route was designed to lose the passing coverage no matter what. Coach, I lost him when he jumped into a cab. In 1997, Coach Jim showed up to practice driving an actual steamroller. It was before they played Mississippi State, and it was part of his motivational pregame talk where he told the team, boys, either we're going to be the steamroller or the pavement. In other games, he was known to show up as a lumberjack and tell his squad that either they're going to be the lumberjack or the tree. And one time, he showed up in full golfing outfit and said, boys, you're either the driver or the golf ball. Coach, can I drive the steamroller? Those are important things you should know about the University of Georgia Bulldog football. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.